Well, what camera access should people have? There are cameras in public schools all around the state, across the state, so that school authorities, school officials can have a safe campus.
Sure.
What are school, you know, what are kids doing? Where are they? Are there problems in the hallway?
You know, they're using the technology to keep an eye on the kids.
All right. Now, it varies from district to district, though, in terms of who has access outside of the school or the district. For example, in Richardson, the police department can access the video and can see what's going on inside the schools. Other districts say no.
Yeah, it's just
that's the question.
Just the school administrators who can take a look. Let's bring in internet law expert and also privacy expert Travis Crabtree. He's at Looper, Reed, and McGraw. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott and Mitch.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's an interesting issue because there's no real clear law on whether or not these surveillance tapes are considered education records under what's known as FERPA, which is a Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act of federal law.
Well, what does that translate to for the average person? I mean, is this something where you would have to go back, if you're a parent and wanted to see some of this stuff, you'd have to sue them over it?
Well, it depends. If it's a video of your parent, it becomes a little sticky. An educational record is my report card. My parents always have the right to go look at my report card. Yeah. Scott, you don't have a right to go look at my report card.
Okay.
Okay, so if you've got a video camera with three people in it, and one of them is your son or daughter in that video, is it an educational record also of the other person that's in the video? So that's where it gets to be kind of a sticky issue on the legal side, and it's really unresolved all across the country.
Yeah, in fact, the TEA doesn't have a policy, apparently. They leave it up to the districts and even the individual schools to decide.
Right, and the issue with some of them allowing the police departments to look at these, it actually, that kind of helps clarify things. If you have the school district police department, not, you know, Dallas Police Department, but the ISD's school department maintain these records, then you are outside of FERPA, and it becomes a little easier with regard to who gets to see what. And it takes it out of it being, quote-unquote, an educational record. The problem with that is, however, then you've got open records requests, and you've got, you know, those evil media types out there that make these open record requests.
Yeah.
To look at the video of the fight on the school bus or the fight in the school cafeteria.
Oh, those jerks. Well, let me ask you this. We do have the situation at Plano East High School. A kid is accused of scrawling a bomb threat in the boys' bathroom. That'd be very helpful to police if they could take a look at that video and say, okay, yeah, this is the kid who did it.
Exactly. It definitely would be. And I think 99.99% of the people out there would say in a situation like that where there are lives at risk and other people at risk, you definitely allow it. It's a matter of what processes. Is there a need for the police department to see that video live and always have live access to it, or simply to make a written request and see it 5 minutes later?
All right. Travis Crabtree is at Looper, Reed, and McGraw. Thank you.